So here we've got the figures from a study of 10,517 children in the early part of the 20th century.
Andrew Dilnot delves into our historical data.
85% of the children have unsound mouths. 14.2% of teeth had already been extracted.
Highlighting the patterns that have transformed Britain.
The Boer War, the British fighting force needed to have opposing teeth to load their muskets. The government suddenly realised that they couldn't recruit this army because they'd had their teeth extracted.
A History of Britain in Numbers on BBC Radio 4 this afternoon at 1:45.
It's been something of a given in the economic and political history of this country since the Industrial Revolution that each generation should be richer than the one before. But it's no longer assumed to be the case. You don't have to go far to find people worrying that lower economic growth or differently distributed growth mean today's young will be the first in a long time not to beat their parents. Well, there is already some evidence that the generation now in their late 20s are not richer than the one born a decade earlier when they were in their late 20s. So there's a sort of debate about how optimistic or pessimistic we should be. In a moment, we'll talk to Andrew Dilnot, who's economist, chairman of the UK Statistics Authority, and presenting a new 10-part series on Radio 4 called A History of Britain in Numbers. But also with us in the studio is Chris Giles, economics editor of the Financial Times, who has done a little bit of number crunching in this area. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning.
What is the evidence so far that some big historical shift or change has occurred?
Well, I think the evidence is quite simple. It used to be the case that if you were in retirement, you would be generally middle incomes would be a lot poorer than people in their 20s. But that's no longer the case. Now someone on middle income in their 20s after housing costs can expect to be poorer than someone on middle income in their 80s. That is an enormous shift, and it's happened over about 12 years. It started happening well before the crisis, so it's not just an economic shift. It started happening in 2000. And it's been happening progressively every year since.
Right. OK, so that would be comparing 80-year-olds to 25-year-olds. What about comparing 25-year-olds today to 25-year-olds 10 years ago? There's a little bit of evidence.
Yeah, so normally a 25-year-old today would be better off than the 25-year-olds 10 years earlier. Quite a lot better off. And this is the first generation of people in their mid-20s who are not. So something has happened. We're not entirely sure what's happened because we have had a crisis, of course, so there's been a lot of things that have sort of lots of trends have broken, but this is maybe one of the biggest ones for society as a whole.
Is it just a housing thing? Because we know that house prices are expensive.
Not just a housing thing. Housing exacerbates it, but it happens if you take housing out of the picture entirely. It happens across the income distribution. Right, people who've been at Oxbridge aren't doing as well as people at Oxbridge 10 years earlier. It happens across, not just an unemployment thing. This is something bigger and deeper than that.
OK. Andrew Dilnot, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're taking, in your Radio 4 series, History of Britain in Numbers, you're taking a very long perspective. Let's start with the very long perspective. So let's ignore the last 20 years. I suppose it's pretty obvious. The conclusion is we are considerably better off than the people a century before.
I mean, at one level, it is obvious, but it's also just astonishingly striking. So 100 years ago, beginning of the last century, 140 out of every 1,000 children that were born were likely to die. That number's fallen from 140 to 4. Middle of the 19th century, we worked 3,000 hours a year. Now we work 1,600 or 1,700. Beginning of the last century, about 1,000 women a year went to university. Now it's 200,000. Beginning of the last century, you might expect a year or two of retirement if you were lucky and you hadn't already died. Now you can expect 15 or 20 years.
Okay, and on.
Absolutely.
So things have got better. But the big question is how far the expectations that are generated by that sort of fantastic 200 or 300 year run, we should just extrapolate into the future and assume we're going to carry on.
Sure. I think one of the things that's important to recognise is that most things have got massively better. Phones, income, central heating. But we're aware, particularly in the last 20 years or so, that inequality has increased, that the number of households living on their own has increased. Things go wrong. The environment may not be in such good shape as it was. So we can't expect that the average will be a good predictor of everybody's experience. And I think the points that Chris is very powerfully making are that there's been a huge shift. So the elderly in particular have done remarkably well in the generation of which I'm certainly a member, the baby boomers. They look as though they're doing very, very well indeed. And part of what Chris is describing is this astonishing increase in the incomes of the elderly. That the youngest generation does seem to be doing less well, the youngest coming into work. That kind of thing has happened in the past, though. If you look back to the group that was born in the immediate pre-Second War period. That group also found themselves not better off when they entered the labour market than the group 10 years younger than them. So within this general pattern of things getting better, which I think we can expect overall to continue unless we have some
I just want to be clear. Your expectation, Andrew, is that people, the generation being born now, say, will end up richer than the generation. And, of course, there'll be distributional things between them and some may be more equal than others. But your expectation is that there would be technological change that would make the next generation richer than the last.
Well, on average, I think the population is going to go on getting better off. The particular distribution within generations we can't be sure about. And of course, we can't be sure about the future. But on average, if the past is any guide to the future, then I think we will continue to see average standards of living, including but not only incomes, getting better.
And just let me give a last word to Chris Giles on whether you make that prediction as well, Chris.
I think that's the most likely prediction, but so much has changed in such a short time that I don't think we can necessarily be certain about it now, and I'd be very wary about making any predictions at all.
All right, well, Chris Giles and Andrew Dilnott, series 10-part History of Britain in Numbers. It starts today on Radio 4. Thank you both.